Bible translation in the Middle East and North Africa, who's helping will surprise you. Another typhoon response in the Philippines is underway, and missionaries in the heart of Brazil are soaring with the help of a new tool. Details coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. What do Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Islamic State, Al-Shabaab, and Boko Haram have in common? If you said Islamic terrorism, of course you'd be right. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says thousands are turning to Christ now. In fact, some on the National Bible Translation teams used to be members of terror groups. Here's the cool part of the story.
There's a network of thousands of house churches in this arena of the world where the leadership of the church has made the decision that they need God's word in their language sooner instead of later.
This network chooses the best candidates to help with scripture translation projects.
They are risking their lives. They have other believers from their communities who have lost their lives in recent months for their faith because of their involvement in Bible translation.
Details on covering the projects are at our website, but prayer is the catalyst.
We need to cover them with a cloak of prayer and just plead for God's intervention to protect them in order to enable them to winsomely do this work in that arena.
Next, International Christian Concern reports an evangelical church in Ethiopia was recently destroyed by local officials. The attack came after a Muslim complained to authorities about the church's presence in the community. Police took church property and tore off the church's siding and roof. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA.
Sadly, it's becoming more and more common to see attacks like this specifically against the church.
Ethiopia sits at number 17 on Open Doors World Watch List, a list of 50 countries where Christian persecution is most severe. Fuentes says Ethiopian believers face the most pressure from loved ones.
When it comes from your family or your local community, it's almost that extra sting rather from the government as a whole.
Visit missionnetworknews.org for ways you can help the persecuted church in Ethiopia.
The number one thing that persecuted Christians around the world, including Ethiopia, ask for are prayers.
This is Mission Network News. Over 900,000 people in the Philippines have been affected by Typhoon Hagupit. Homes and buildings have been destroyed and clean water is scarce. Many are left feeling helpless. Reach Global Crisis Response is partnering with local churches and providing immediate relief like food, shelter, and medicine. They're also seeing God open doors so they can plant churches and lead others to Christ. How can you help? Go to our website for all the information. Meanwhile, the Roma, or gypsies, are extremely oppressed. Many are unemployed, and the kids are especially being affected because they can't go to school. But one woman in Ukraine is taking a stand. With the help of Worldwide Christian Schools, she's creating a school for the Roma kids. It's not only giving the kids a great education, but it's also sharing the gospel with them so they can know how much God loves them. Want to donate to the school? Just visit our website. And what if, when you got sick, you had to travel through the jungle for 10 days before you got help? New Tribes Mission is preparing a plane for Brazil, so missionaries don't have to be afraid of that. Juanita Worley of NTM Aviation says the plane will address multiple needs.
Our people really need the airplane to be able to get technical help, linguistic help, translation help, even church planting help and advice and encouragement into their tribe from time to time.
Quicker provision for missionaries allows them to reach remote tribes in Brazil with the gospel. You can help.
We just are looking for people that we can connect with who are interested in this sort of thing, who really want to be part of the Great Commission, be part of reaching these people who really, if we don't get to them, they will live and die and never know that there is hope in Christ. If that is your heart, we would love to hear from you.
We can connect you through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great MNN partner. They're providing us with lots of stories about the persecuted church, and you can get them too when you sign up for their weekly prayer alert, which is free. With 75% of the world's population living in persecution, prayer is essential. Go to missionnetworknews.org and just click on the banner. It's on the right. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.